Archie. Come over right away. It's a matter of life or death.
Aw, relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, indeed, and you relax too, folks, while you visit Archie Andrews, his family, and his friends. Millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine know Archie, and now he comes to radio with all his gang, Archie Andrews! Well, it's Friday afternoon as we pay our weekly visit to Riverdale. We find Archie and his bosom companion, Jughead, in English class. Archie is deeply engrossed. So deeply engrossed, in fact, that Jughead leans across the aisle and whispers.
Archie. Archie. Wake up.
Huh? Gee whiz. I must have dozed off.
You sure did.
Good thing I learned how to sleep with my eyes open.
Well, on course, I'm in pay attention.
What's going on?
Miss Crickle just called on Betty to recite the story of Romeo and Juliet.
Gee, isn't this class over yet?
Shh.
The story of Romeo and Juliet is how the families of two lovers had a feud and would have nothing to do with each other. But Romeo decided that he was going to marry Juliet even if the families did hate each other.
Jug, what time is it?
I don't know.
Brother.
So one night, Romeo went to the balcony outside of Juliet's window, even though he knew he would be killed if he were caught. And they decided to get married.
Jug, lean over and tell Veronica I want to talk to her after class.
Okay.
But Juliet's father wanted her to marry somebody else, and, well, Juliet didn't know what to do until the good friar gave her a drug that would make her seem dead. And then when her family put her in the tomb, Romeo could meet her there, and they could go away together.
But what did Veronica say?
She said okay.
Well, everything worked fine, except that Romeo didn't know about the trick, so when he heard about the funeral, he rushed to the tomb and killed himself. And when Juliet awoke, she saw their sweetheart was dead. And she killed herself, too, and that's how the story ends.
Gee, I never thought that class would be finished.
Me too.
Where'd Veronica go to?
She said to meet her in front of the building.
Okay, come on. I gotta ask her about tonight.
Hello, Archie.
Oh, hiya, Betty.
Where are you going, Archie?
Oh, no place special.
Archie, don't you think that was a beautiful story?
What story?
Romeo and Juliet, of course. Oh, it's so beautiful. I cried when I read it.
Me too.
You did?
Yeah. Mom was peeling onions.
Oh, Archie, you don't appreciate beautiful poetry.
Sure I do, Betty, but I don't see anything so wonderful in that story.
You don't?
Of course not, Betty. Don't you know things never happen that way in real life?
Well, Mr. Lodge, sit down, sit down.
Thanks, Andrews. No mind if I do.
How's the missus?
Fine, fine.
And, Veronica?
Fine, fine.
Glad to hear it.
And your missus?
Oh, she's fine, fine.
Good, good. And Archie, how's he?
All right, considering he's Archie.
Oh, I don't know why you say that. Archie's a fine boy, fine boy. Mm. In fact, I'm always glad to see him around my house. Wish he'd spend more time there.
So do I. Well, let's get down to business, shall we, Lodge?
All right, Andrews, no sense wasting time. I want to place an order for 10,000 grommets.
10,000, eh? Oh, well, that's a nice order.
It sure is. Just tell me the price for that quantity, and you've got a deal.
Well, I tell you, Lodge, I could let you have 10,000 at 15 cents a dozen.
What? Cents a dozen? Why, Andrews, you're kidding.
Oh, never been more serious in my life.
Why, it's highway robbery.
Highway robbery?
That's right. Why, Amalgamated Grummet is underbidding you by 7 cents a dozen.
7 cents? I don't believe it.
Andrews, are you insinuating I'm a liar?
Well, didn't you insinuate that I'm a robber?
Andrews, where I come from, that means fight.
Then why don't you?
Because I'm not where I came from.
Lodge, one more word from you and I'll fight.
Oh, yeah?
That's not the word.
All right, Andrews, then we understand each other.
We certainly do.
And don't ever expect any business from me again, ever.
That'll be too soon.
All right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
And just one thing more.
Yes?
Keep that young idiot of yours away from my house.
And you keep that daughter of yours and her insipid southern accent away from my house.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Golly, hello, Veronica. I'm all fine.
Hello, Joan.
Hi, Veronica.
How are you all, Veronica?
All right.
Wasn't that Shakespeare stuff dull?
It certainly was. I don't know why we bother studying things that are so old.
Neither do I. Things are different today. What did Shakespeare know about dates, for instance?
Dates, Archie?
Uh-huh.
What about dates?
Well, how about one tonight?
Well, maybe.
I thought we could make it something special. I could try to get tickets to a play or something, and then we could go dancing. Make a real evening of it.
Oh, it sounds wonderful, Archie.
And I got something special I want to talk to you about.
Really? What is it?
Well, I don't want to say right now. You know, Chuck.
Oh.
He's such a K-I-D.
Listen, Archie, I can spell cat as well as you.
All right, Archie. I'll see you tonight, then.
Okay, Veronica.
Bye now. Bye, Joe.
Bye, Veronica.
Bye. Listen, Archie, what's the big secret?
Secret, Jug? There's no secret.
Oh, yeah?
And suppose there is. Can't I have any privacy? Do I have to tell you everything? Do I have to tell you that tonight I'm going to give Veronica my fraternity pin? Do I?
Not now, you don't.
Oh, that you, Fred?
Yes, dear, it's me. I'm home.
What are you so grouchy about?
Mary, I am not grouchy.
Well, come on now, dear. Tell me all about it.
Mary, there is simply nothing to tell.
Nothing?
Well, very simple. I feel like punching Bob Lodge in the nose again.
What do you mean, again?
I felt that way once before.
Oh. Another run-in with Bob Lodge.
No, not another run-in, Mary. The last run-in. From now on, I'll have absolutely nothing to do with Bob Lodge. You hear?
Yes, dear. But it's nothing to get all excited about.
I am not excited. And furthermore, I don't want Archie going out with that silly little Veronica Lodge either.
But why, Fred?
Because I will not have my son going out with the daughter of any man who calls my son a young idiot.
A young idiot?
Yes, an idiot. Now, I'm going downtown a while. If Archie comes in, you tell him I said he's not to go out with Veronica.
Yes, dear, I'll tell him.
And if he does, I'll have words with that young idiot myself.
Veronica? Oh, Veronica.
Calling me, Father?
Yes, Veronica. I just wanted to tell you. I don't want you to go out with that Andrews boy anymore.
But, Father...
Veronica, no arguing. My mind is made up. The idea of that Fred Andrews saying you have an insipid southern accent.
Well, all right, Father. If you all insist, I'll stay home.
I do. I do. For gosh sake, stop using that insipid southern accent.
Why are you going to give Veronica your fraternity pin, Archie?
Because, Jug, as it must to all men, love has come to me.
Gee.
I've decided, Jug, Veronica is the girl for me. I've had enough of running around.
Gee.
It's time I settled down. Yes, time I showed Veronica that I'm serious. So tonight, Jug, I'm going to give Veronica my fraternity pin. I've almost paid for it now. And I want Veronica to have it.
But, Archie, you don't know...
You, Archie?
Yes, Mom.
Oh, there was something I was supposed to tell you, but I've forgotten what it was, dear. Oh, answer the phone, please, honey. Maybe I'll think of it.
Okay, I'll get it, Mom. Hello?
Hello, Archie. This is Veronica.
Gee. Hello, Veronica.
Archie, I can't talk now, but I'll have to break our date for tonight.
What? But Veronica,
I'll explain when I see you tomorrow. Bye.
But Veronica, hello? Hello?
Well, gee whiz. Veronica broke her date.
Why?
Well, I don't know. But by gosh, I'm going to find out. Come on, Jug. I'm going to Veronica's house.
Oh, Archie, I just remembered what I was supposed to... Archie?
Oh, dear, he's gone. And I wanted to tell him that... Oh, dear. No, I'd forgotten it again.
Well, Veronica, that was a fine dinner. Now, suppose we go sit on the front porch a while.
But, Father, I...
Come now, Veronica. We'll spend a nice, quiet evening on the porch.
But really, Father, I don't think you're being very reasonable about my going out with Archie.
Veronica, I don't want to discuss the matter anymore. Now, you just sit down right here and say no more about that fool Andrews boy.
Yes, Father.
Ah, lovely warm night. What was that?
What was what?
I thought I heard a noise out in the garden.
Noise? Well, I don't hear anything.
Veronica... Oh, Veronica.
Archie, where are you?
Here, Veronica. I want to see you. Gee, it's so dark. Where are you?
Over here, Archie, but my...
Veronica, why do you want to break our date?
Well, you see, my father...
Oh, your father. I might have known that old geezer had something to do with this. Did you say something, Veronica?
No, that was my...
Well, anyway, your father is an old geezer. You got a cold, Veronica?
No, Archie, I'm trying to tell you that...
Wait, I got an idea how we can keep our date. I'll go home right now and call you up. You pretend it's your Aunt Hattie calling.
But Archie...
And that she doesn't feel well and wants you to come spend the evening with
her.
But Archie... And I'll be waiting in the jalopy right out here. Understand?
Yes, Archie, but...
And what your father doesn't know will do him good. After all's fair in love. I'll see you in a little while. Bye, Veronica.
So, all's fair in love, is it? Well, Veronica... Archie may be expecting love, but he's gonna get war.
Operator, get me Riverdale 318, please. Old man Lodge thinks he can break up my romance, does he? Well, I'll show him.
But Archie, you shouldn't...
Hello?
Hello, Veronica, this is...
Hello?
Hello, this is Aunt Hattie. Is that you, Robert?
Why, yes, Aunt Hattie. How are you?
Oh, fair to middling, Robert. Fair to middling.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's wrong?
Well, I didn't sleep a wink all night.
Why not?
Slept all day. Oh, but I'm in a terrible state.
Really?
Oh, yes, indeed. In fact, I'm thinking of moving.
Moving?
Yes, to another state. But the reason I called Robert, I thought Veronica might care to visit her sick old auntie.
Veronica? Why, don't be silly, Aunt Hattie.
No?
Of course not. I'll come over myself.
All right, that'll be... What? I mean, what? Oh, my hearing's not so good, Robert.
I said I'll come over myself.
Why, Robert, what a sweet thought. Oh, just the idea makes me feel much better, so don't bother coming over. Well, it's been nice talking to you, Robert. Bye now.
Bye, Aunt Patty.
How did it work, Archie?
Oh, not so good.
I mean, not so good, Jug. I think Mr. Lodge is wise to me. Now I don't dare show my face over there.
Gee whiz.
Jug, I got it.
Here we go again.
It's the only way. I'll go down to the drugstore and wait for Veronica there until 8:30. Veronica can say she has a headache and wants to go buy some aspirin at the drugstore. It's a cinch. What a swell idea.
Yeah, but how's she going to know about it?
It's easy, Jug. I can't show my face at her house, but you can.
Hey, Jughead. Oh, come here. Gee, hello, Butch. Hiya.
How are you, Butch? What's that to you? Nothing, Butch. Where you going, huh? Just walking. Oh, just walking, are you? Well, that's just fine, just fine. Which way you walking?
That way, Butch.
Oh, that way, huh? Well, look, I'm going the other way, see? And I got no one to talk to, see? And I'm kind of lonesome, see? And I want someone to keep me company, see? Which way you walking?
I gotta go the other way, Butch.
Listen, mughead. I just asked Pinky Schultz the same question. And he gave me the same answer you did. You know where Pinky is now?
No.
Home, nursing a black eye. Now which way you walking?
Your way, Butch.
That's what I figured. Now, come on. Oh, and walk 5 steps in back of me. You know, that's to show the proper respect. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'm a little early. Well, I'll wait. Say, Joe, let me have a cherry phosphate, huh?
Butch, do you have to walk so fast? I was just kidding, Butch.
Gee, not here yet. I guess you better let me have another cherry phosphate, Joe.
Aren't you tired of walking, Butch? Just thought I'd ask, Butch.
Gee, I wonder what's keeping her. Joe, one more cherry phosphate.
Butch, I... Never mind, Butch.
Joe, another cherry phosphate.
You've had too many now, Archie.
I said I want another phosphate.
Okay, friend, it's your funeral.
And what time is it?
8:30.
Make that a double cherry phosphate.
Now listen, Archie, you shouldn't be doing that.
I know what I'm doing.
Okay, here you are.
Thanks.
Who is she, Archie?
What?
Who is she? When a guy like you comes into the drugstore and starts sopping up cherry phosphates, it's always a woman.
Yeah. I guess it is a woman.
Well, what's your story?
I'd rather not discuss it, Joe. It hurts too much inside. I was supposed to meet her here at 8:30, but I guess she stood me up.
Tough.
Give me another cherry phosphate.
Now listen, friend, you ought to go easy on that stuff. Why don't you try a nice milkshake?
Nothing doing.
Okay. It's your funeral.
Maybe she'll show up yet.
That's what they all say.
What time is it now?
8:35.
No, I guess she won't be here.
Well, here's your phosphate.
Thanks. And to think I was going to give her my fraternity pin tonight.
Gee.
I was a fool.
Yeah.
A toy in her hands, that's what I was. She's trifled with my affections, that's what.
Yeah.
But I'll show her. I'll show her yet.
Now, Archie, don't do anything desperate.
Maybe I'll hate myself in the morning, Joe. But right now, you know what I'm going to do? The next girl that comes through that door, I'm going to give my fraternity pin to. That's why.
Oh, but Archie, you don't know what you're saying.
Oh, I do. What do I care for this old fraternity pin?
I know, but Archie...
Yes, sir. The very next girl that comes through that door gets my Oh!
Fancy meeting you here, of all people.
Oh, gee. Hello, Agatha.
How are you, Archie?
Oh, I'm all right, I guess.
I'm glad to hear it. Well, Archie, it was nice...
Agatha.
Huh?
Sit down, Agatha.
Me, Archie? Me?
Agatha, will you quit squeaking and sit down? I want to buy you a soda.
Why, Archie... Do you really?
Yes, really. And after you finish your soda, Agatha, you're going to get the surprise of your life.
Oh, Mary.
Yes, dear?
Mary, isn't Archie home yet?
Well,
Well, he was home, dear, but he went out a little while ago.
Out? Out where?
Well, he said something about meeting Veronica at the drugstore.
Mary, do you mean to say that Archie has a date with Veronica?
Yes, dear. He said that... Fred, where are you going?
To the drugstore, Mary, and if Archie is still there when I get there, he'll wish he wasn't.
Now, what do you suppose? That's what I forgot to tell Archie.
Well, is that you, Jughead?
Yes, Mr. Lodge. Is Veronica home?
Why, yes, she just went inside. Come up and sit down. Sit down.
Thanks. I'm awfully tired.
You look tired, my boy.
Here,
have a glass of cold lemonade.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Oh, not at all.
You know, I don't understand it.
Understand what?
Why Archie said you're a grouch.
Grouch? Archie didn't really say that.
Oh, yes, he did. And not to tell you the message.
Message? What message?
That Veronica should meet him at the drugstore.
Oh, I see. Well, you wait here and rest, Jughead.
Where are you going, Mr. Lodge?
Oh, no place special, Jughead. I just want to see a man down at the drugstore.
Archie?
A surprise, Agatha. A surprise. Now, you just close your eyes.
Like this?
Both of them. Yeah, that's right. Real tight. Now, hold out your hands.
Like this?
That's right. And remember, no peeking now.
I won't.
Keep them closed real tight.
I will. Golly, I'm so excited.
Me too. Now...
Oh, there you are.
Gee whiz, Dad.
Archie, I want to see you.
Me, Dad?
Just what are you doing here?
Well, I was waiting for Veronica.
Veronica. And after I expressly said I didn't want you to go out with that girl.
But, Dad, you never...
Archie, you and I are going to have a long, long...
Oh, so there you are, Archie Andrews.
Gee, Mr. Lodge.
I want to see you for... Oh, hello, Andrews. What is this, a family convention?
Lodge, I thought I made it perfectly clear to you this afternoon that I'd rather not get into conversations with you.
Well, as I recall, the feeling was mutual.
It certainly was.
Anyone who tried to pull a fast one by charging me 50 cents a dozen for grommets. 50 cents, mind you.
Well, I don't see where my charging you 50... Lodge, did you say 50 cents?
I did.
50...
And what's so funny?
50 cents. So that's why you said Amalgamated Grommets underquoted me. Why, Lodge, I never said 50 cents.
You didn't?
Of course not. I distinctly said 15 cents.
15 cents? You mean you'd be willing to sell me grommets at 15 cents a dozen?
Why, of course I would.
Is that so? Well, Andrews, old fellow, you know, I believe we might do business after all.
No wonder you were angry.
No wonder you were angry. Why, no one can underbid that price.
Oh, well, now, I wasn't really angry, Lodge, old man.
Well, no, neither was I. I was...
Oh, Archie, you're still here. I just met Jughead on our porch, and he said, oh, hello, Mr. Andrews. Hello, Father. What are you all doing here?
Well, Veronica, Mr. Andrews and I were just discussing a little business.
Yes, just a little business.
So, why don't you and Archie, have a cherry phosphate? Mr. Andrews and I will go someplace and talk.
Yes, Lodge. Now, about that order, you say 10,000...
Gee whiz.
Well, Archie, I guess we can go out after all.
Yes, but it's too late.
Too late?
Yeah, you see, I bought tickets for a play. And it's half over by now.
A play?
Uh-huh. They're giving Romeo and Juliet at the Bijou.
Oh, gosh.
But I don't care. I didn't want to see it anyway. Things like that never happen in real life, do they, Veronica?
Another visit to Riverdale with Archie Andrews and all the gang.
Well, I'm glad everything worked out all right, Veronica.
Me too.
And I'd sooner just sit here drinking cherry phosphates with you than see a dozen plays.
Me too.
Want another cherry phosphate?
Oh, no thanks. I've had plenty now.
Then shall we go? There's something I want to talk to you about on the way home.
All right, Archie.
Archie.
Gee, Agatha, I forgot all about her.
Archie.
Yes, Agatha?
Archie, may I open my eyes now?
Archie Andrews is written by Carl Zampel and is based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie is played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Others in the cast include Alice Uhrman, Ian Martin, Gloria Mann, and Rosemary Rice. Felix McGuire was at the organ, and the production was under the direction of Charles C. Urquhart. Friends, if you'd like to see our show, just write to Archie Andrews, NBC, Radio City 20, New York City. That address again, Archie Andrews, NBC, Radio City 20, New York City. Or if you live nearby and are in the neighborhood some Saturday morning, you may obtain tickets right at the studio. Just ask to see Archie Andrews. And before we leave you this morning, we want to remind you that today, June 8th, marks the 102nd anniversary of the YMCA. 102 years devoted to serving the youth of the world. And now this is Bob Sherry wishing you a very pleasant weekend. So long! This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.